Welcome to episode 782 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. In Christian theology, numerous passages in Isaiah are considered to be prophecies about the coming of Jesus Christ as the Messiah. These include explicit predictions about his birth, life, ministry, death, and the nature of his kingdom. The exact number of messianic prophecies in the book of Isaiah is subject to interpretation and can vary depending on the religious and theological perspective of the reader. However, a common estimate is that there are between 30 and 50 messianic prophecies in Isaiah. These prophecies can be broadly divided into two categories. First, personal prophecies. These prophecies describe the qualities and character of the Messiah, such as his righteousness, wisdom, and power. Second, national prophecies. These prophecies describe the Messiah's role in restoring Israel and establishing a kingdom of peace and justice. In today's episode, we offer our top 10 list.
Today's top 10 list.
10 most important prophecies in the book of Isaiah about the Messiah.
Number 1.
Virgin birth. Isaiah 7 verse 14. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. This is interpreted as predicting the virgin birth of Jesus.
Number 2.
Child is born. Isaiah 9 verses 6 to 7. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. This passage is often cited in reference to Jesus' divine nature and his role as the Prince of Peace.
Number 3.
The shoot from Jesse. Isaiah 11 verse 1. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse. A branch from his roots shall bear fruit. Verse 10. In that day, the root of Jesse, who shall stand as a signal for the peoples, of him shall the nations inquire, and his resting place shall be glorious. The full prophecy, which extends throughout the entire chapter, describes a righteous ruler stemming from Jesse's lineage, embodying wisdom and justice. This is a prophecy of Jesus' lineage from the house of David, which he can trace on both his mother's side and his earthly father's side.
Number 4.
A healer. Isaiah 35 verses 1 to 10. This prophecy describes the Messiah as one who will come to heal the blind, deaf, and lame. Verses 4 to 5. Be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with a vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame man shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute sing for joy. With its themes of transformation, healing, and redemption, it is seen as a depiction of the era of Christ's earthly ministry and the spiritual renewal he brings, as well as an eschatological promise of the final consummation of his kingdom. Of Jesus' ministry while on earth, it would be that of a healer. The chosen servant. Isaiah 42 verses 1 to 4. Behold my servant whom I uphold, my chosen in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry aloud or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a faintly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his law. This speaks of God's chosen servant who will bring justice to the nations, a passage often associated with Jesus' mission and ministry.
Number 6.
Light to the Gentiles. Isaiah 49 verse 6. I will also make you a light for the Gentiles, that my salvation may reach the ends of the earth. This is a foretelling of the universal scope of Jesus' ministry. Isaiah 60 verses 1 to 3 also speaks about a light to the nations. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. This prophecy is interpreted as foretelling the Messiah's role as a light to the Gentiles, reflecting the universal reach of Jesus' message and salvation offered to all people, not just the Jewish nation.
Number 7.
Suffering servant. Several passages mention a suffering servant. Isaiah 50 verse 6. I gave my back to those who strike, and my cheek to those who pull out the beard. I hid not my face from disgrace and spitting. This describes a servant willingly enduring suffering and humiliation, interpreted by Christians as a prophecy of Jesus' passion and crucifixion. Isaiah 52 verses 13 to Isaiah 53 verse 12 is perhaps the most explicit messianic prophecy describing a servant who suffers for the sins of others. Christians see this as a clear prediction of Jesus' atoning death. In Isaiah 53 verse 3, the servant is described as despised and rejected. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Isaiah 53 verse 5 speaks of the servant being wounded for our transgressions, interpreted as a prophecy of the crucifixion. Isaiah 53 verse 7 describes the servant being led like a lamb. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth, like a lamb that is led to the slaughter. This is seen as a foretelling of Jesus' silent submission before his accusers.
Number 8.
Burial with the rich. Isaiah 53 verse 9. And they made his grave with the wicked and with a rich man in his death, although he had done no violence and there was no deceit in his mouth. The prophecy that the servant would be buried with the rich is seen as fulfilled in Jesus' burial in the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea.
Number 9.
A witness to the peoples. Isaiah 55 verse 4. Behold, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. This passage is often seen as referring to the Messiah's role as a divine leader and guide, with Christians viewing it as a reference to Jesus' leadership and his role in establishing a new covenant.
Number 10.
Good news to the poor. Isaiah 61 verses 1 to 2. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. Jesus cites this passage in Luke 4 verse 18, applying it to himself. Isaiah is one of the most frequently quoted books in the New Testament, with over 280 quotations or allusions. The Gospels in particular draw heavily on Isaiah's prophecies, using them to present Jesus as a fulfillment of messianic expectations. The use of Isaiah in the New Testament is not merely coincidental. It reflects a deep connection between the two testaments. Isaiah's prophecies, with their themes of justice, peace, and salvation, resonated deeply with the early Christian community, which saw in Jesus the fulfillment of these prophecies. Here are some perspectives from theologians on the messianic prophecies in Isaiah. St. Augustine: Isaiah is the most evangelical of all the prophets. He speaks of Christ more clearly than any other prophet. John Calvin: Isaiah is the evangelist of the Old Testament. No other prophet has so vividly and fully described the life and work of Christ. These theologians' perspectives highlight the importance of Isaiah's prophecies in understanding the Christian message. Isaiah's words provide a rich tapestry of imagery and themes that have shaped Christian theology and continue to inspire and challenge believers today. Father, we thank you for the profound words of Isaiah, which illuminate the path of your coming Messiah. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full.